don't know. I'm in Rutson still.
That's a good place to be. Wow. It's big. Rutson is, right, Irish, you know, Rutson is also, it's Gematria, it's Senor. It's the same, Gematria, same letters, Rutson. It's Senor, right? That the pipe in Unicodish Baruch is Rutson. And also Moshe. Moshe is 345, Rutson 346, which obviously makes sense. Uncle Ponim, let's go to Gemara here. So yesterday we were talking about the Maisa. The Maisa. Elianovi, according to Agirsa, comes and sees this guy davening the wrong way. He says, what is he? Are you serving two gods? Takes out a sword. Doesn't really give him a chance to answer. Too bad, buddy. You're dead.
Yeah. Right?
According to the Rif, it was a little more gruesome. He chopped off his head, but he did remove Elio from the Girsa. Marsha was asking, what do you want to say, Elio?
Nothing.
You sure? You look very happy this morning, which is a good thing.
He just came from the oil.
No.
The Marsha told us, he asked the question, right? Why is this guy in trouble? He's called a Russia, but why should he die? Like, that was the question of the Marsha. I'm not in the Marsha, so it wouldn't help to look there. But the Marsha says. So the Marsha says, first of all, the Girsa of Rashi and the Rif is really correct, that we take Elio and Ovi out of the Gemara. If you want to work with our Girsa, where Elio is in the Gemara, so he said that, what did he tell us? Am I remember? Who dressed up like an Arab? No. Our Girsa seems to be that way.
The guy was dressed up like an Arab.
Or it seemed to Elio and Ovi that the guy was an Arab, and then he killed him. Ben Yoyada, we said yesterday, goes, how could Elio and Ovi make a mistake? Besides the other question, how can he make a mistake? So he argues with Marsha, and he himself says that, no. You're over in the Divrei Chachamim. We said yesterday, Doc told us, V'chala over al Divrei Chachamim, Chavmis. If you're over in the Divrei Chachamim, which one of the Divrei Chachamim is, don't daven behind the shul, or you're called a Rasha, and you do that, you're Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa is only B'day Shemayim. Elio Novi is from Shemayim. That's the Ben Yoyada said. I saw also that the Magid Talumos, the B'nai Yisachar on Brochus, he says that it wouldn't be that Elio Novi would have come to kill this person unless there were a lot of other things he did to be called a Rasha. This was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. It wasn't like a one-time thing. The guy was a bad dude. This was like, that was it. Game over. So he came to kill him. They asked questions. There's a big question that how, I don't know the answer to this one, how Elio Novi was able to kill this person. Elio Novi is a Kohen.
Mm.
Right? So if you kill somebody, you become Tommy Mace.
He's in Shemayim now.
Well, he's also killing people. Huh. Okay, so you can answer that way. He's a malach, but okay. I saw
a
that
very
question.
Practical question to a very unpractical story.
Right.
Or it's...
Yeah. So you're asking it's
based on a practical question. They do ask this question, I don't know the answer. You know, because if a Kohen kills, if he's a Ritzayach, he's not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. So they ask the question about the army. If you have a Kohen who's serving the IDF and he kills, is he allowed to still do Birkas Kohanim afterwards? Ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
Even if it's not with the sword.
Well, it's only a shayla.
Wow.
Right.
That's what it says about killing or being exposed to a mace.
No, if you kill. If
you're walking
kills.
The guy, blood in your hands. There's a lot of mace everywhere.
Well, that's not in is if you're a Rotzeach. Okay. Could I ask if that piques your interest, you can ask those who know. Okay. So now, what are we holding here? So we said yesterday also...
How did it work when they fought the Milchamas? No. When Moshe, when they were fighting Milchamas going through the desert, and Moshe was holding up his hand, how'd that work? Did Kohanim...
I think they didn't really fought.
The Maccabim were Kohanim. There's lots of this. No,
yeah, the Maccabim were Kohanim, yeah.
Yeah, so they had Tamei Mace. They were...
It's like a not telling me it's a being a rotzeach, being a killing something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So maybe they didn't do Birkas Kohanim afterwards. I don't know. Just because they did it one time, they'd save clogs.
Didn't shave it, Levi.
They weren't Kohanim then. Those weren't Kohanim. Those were Levium. Rashi brings down, though, interestingly enough, and I've spoken with this, it's a fascinating Rashi. In the middle of that Parsha, Rashi says, when Moshe said, Mila Shem Elai, those Levium, they were Levium, they weren't Kohanim then. Right, at that point the firstborns were going to serve, but Mila Shem Elai, those Levim who ended up killing those who needed to die, Rashi says on the spot, fascinating, they became Kohanim.
when Rashi. They killed?
Interesting.
Yeah.
When they killed.
Jesus. Like Pinchas.
But it's so crazy because you don't see that. Anyway. Pinchas became a Kohen later, and that was it.
That's not how it worked.
It's not how it worked. Till this day, I still don't have a good understanding.
I have to look at the Rashi. I missed that.
Yeah. That's not how it worked with Kohanim. It was Aaron's kids, and then Pinchas became a Kohen, which was a Chiddush. And that was it from then. That was where the Kohen came from.
Same Indian, Pinchas. The Zerizas of...
Pinchas is Elio also. It all is all the same. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you some other thing. So the Maisa with Elio and Navi, which is in Malachim Aleph. So that Maisa with the Navi Baal. So this is... Who is his main adversary? Achav and Yisrael, husband and wife, Rishon and Mamash, right? So he was going against him. Yishlach Achav b'chol b'nei Yisrael, v'yikbot tes ha-Nevi'im al har Karmel. So now Elio challenges Achav and the Nevi'i Baal to a showdown. A duel? Showdown.
Did they kill, like, the Kohen?
Whatever. What?
They killed the Kohen?
Who?
Achav?
The ones that Avadi are hiding? There's a lot of stuff. Doeg killed Kohen, whatever. That's... We have a rough past, but we've been a long around time, so it makes sense. You know, like we've been a long time, so there's going to be a lot of family fights, family feuds. So he says, "Vayigash Elio el kol ha'am." This is the line I was talking about yesterday. Elio approaches the nation. Vayomer ad mosai atem poschim al shtei asifim. How long are you gonna? It's interesting, lashon. Poschim. It's interesting, lashon. Poschim like Pesach. Al shtei asifim. How long are you going to pass over and change over these two se'ifim? I don't know if you guys get a translate. Sif is like a sif in Shulchan Aruch, but these two ways. Im Hashem ha'elokim, if you believe that Hashem ha'elokim, so the chu'acharav. Not if you believe Hashem. They believed in Hashem. If you believe Hashem is elokim, that Hashem is in charge, right? Elokim in this world, in Teva, in Israel. V'im ha'baal, l'chu'acharav. And if it's, you hold a baal, that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a Yin and there's a Yang, and then there's a Malach HaTov and there's a Ra. There's two different things, right? Baal, he says Gematria 103, which is Gematria Egel. No, I'm sorry, Baal is 102, which is Gematria Muna, because they believed in the Baal. Right? The problem was that they thought it was Emes. What do you mean? There's two Rishuyos. This is, so if you go with the Baal, Luchu Achrav, go after him. Right? Pick one way. V'lo Anu Ha'am Osadavar. They couldn't answer. And then it's interesting, it goes on, Elio Novi challenges them, okay, so make a carbon, do a carbon, and try to dive into your whatever other rishus you think, and try to have the fire come down. And it says that they all day long, they tried to dive in, screaming, stabbing themselves, stabbing themselves, that's what they thought, yeah, the whole thing. They took this cow, and it's a par, which is probably what they do with the par aduma, of course, everything has to do with everything. And they tried to, let's see where I get the Russian here.
Is Elio laughing at
him? He's go to do. Vayikru b'kogol, they're screaming out. This whole parsha is, you could learn a being. Vayis go to do k'mishpatim b'charavos u'baramachim. They were stabbing themselves. Lo is go to do.
Don't.
Lo is go to do. Don't.
Cut yourself up.
Yeah, with swords and with spears. Ad shvach damalayim, until there's blood all over them. They were screaming all day long and nothing answered them. They even had, I think the Midrashim said that they even had tricks. They had guys underneath trying to light fires and light gasoline to try to trick the people. And they were trying to light fires so that it would light up. Because they knew
they were
fakers.
Right? Snakes came in and killed them.
What?
Snakes killed the guys at the bottom.
I don't know.
Hashem sent snakes.
Oh, yeah, the Midrashim? I don't know the end. Okay, it could be. Okay, Al-Kabana, nothing came down, and then when Elio and Novi did, they poured water on it. It was raining, I think, even, and then, of course, the fire came down, and it was clear. And even then, it wasn't all over. They still were people who weren't, not so posh. But Al-Kabana, Elio and Novi is the one who's fighting against the Shtei Rishuyos. We said yesterday how it makes sense that Elio and Novi is the one coming here and killing the person, Shtei Rishuyos. So then I saw yesterday, I think it was in the Masifta, on the bottom somewhere, that I think the Ramami Pano. You heard the Ramon and Pano? Mm-hmm. Some
Kibble. We went there.
Oh, I wasn't there. Oh, wait, this is the last trip, the hunger trip? Yeah. Italy?
Italy.
Is that the one you actually got to? Is that the only one you
got? That was the Cave of Rome.
Or that was when you weren't sure if he was really there?
No, it was his.
It was his?
Yeah.
Remember there was a back and forth. So I think I saw in the back, I just saw yesterday, I saw it somewhere, that he brings down the Ramon and Pano, says that this was Elio, and the person he killed was a Gilgal of Achav. Mm-hmm. It was a Gilgal of Achav. the one who was the head of the Shtei Rishuyos. And I'm just thinking of Remez. If you want to say Remez, interesting. Achav, the name Achav, Aleph Ches, Aleph Beis. Yeah? So what was Achav's problem? He was close. I mean, Nevi Baal wasn't like Baal Peor. Right? It wasn't like Baal Peor was totally off. Shtei Rishuyos is, it's, problem is more tricky because you think you're a mom. Baal Peor is like, you know you're serving a Vodazar, just you have a big tithe, you can't control yourself. Shtei Rishuyos is a different Indian. It's a messed up hashkafa. Because you really have a Muna, but it's in two things. So he just missed the Echad by a little bit. So Achav is Aleph Ches, Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis is Gimel. He was off by one. If you would change Aleph Beis, you'd add one to that, it'd be a Dalet. Aleph Ches Dalet. It'd be Echad. You see how Achav was so close, but yet so far, and became a huge Rasha, unfortunately. Fine.
I still don't get that.
Because four, Dalet is four.
Achav is Aleph Ches, Aleph Beis. So Aleph Beis is Gimel. 1 plus 2. Aleph Beis is
3. Oh, one plus two. You're adding the numbers.
So if you, right. So if you'd add one, if you'd have one more in his name,
then you have,
it would be a Dalet. So Aleph Ches Dalet Echad. But he missed it. He was off.
I understand what you said, but I don't understand how someone could be so close but be so off. Like, Shabtai Tzvi, he thought he was like, oh yeah, I'm a mammon. Like, at some point he's like, yeah, no, this is crazy.
Yeah, what about the rest of the people?
What do you mean?
Maybe he, what about the rest of the people who followed him? What about the big tzaddikim that followed him?
Okay, so they were, but you were talking about Achav, the one that was leading them, not the people who were following.
I don't know what Achav was actually thinking. I'm just saying a rem is in his name, but it seems like he was the head of the Nevi'ah Baal. He was head of the Nevi'ah Baal. I don't know if he went.
You have to find him in the Kudot Taiva. Anyway,
he's
a
kid. Yeah. Okay, let's go. So, go to the Rush. Let's go to the Rush. Let's rush to the Rush. Okay, so the Rush is right after the end of the Gemara. It says in the top of Venu Asher. Go to page Zion in the Rush. Okay, that's the Rush. Go to page Zion. I gave up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, you found it already?
It starts,
I'll tell you.
I'm a Rabbi.
Yeah. So everybody has it. It's Zion, page Zion, left column, five lines from the bottom. Okay, everybody got it? Good. Okay, we're just going to quote the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Chelbo. Right? In the name of Huna, if daven behind the basic Knesset, it's called the Russia. Amr Abaye, lo Amr El Delo Mahadar Ape, the Beit Knesset. That's only if you don't turn your face to the Shul. Ava Mahadar Ape, the Beit Knesset. But if you do turn your face to the Shul, less than Boy, you're not called the Russia. Right? It's not a problem. Shtei Rishuyus. You're davening with the Tzibur, fine. Hahu Gavra, Dahava, Matzle, Achuri Basic Knesset. There was this guy davening in the back of the basic Knesset. Velo Hav Mahadar Ape, the Beit Knesset. He did not turn his face towards the Shul. So the Arab merchant passed by and he saw, takes out the word Elio. Are you having two rishus in front of your master? You're double? Yeah? You can't show anybody anything. You're Yotzei Min HaKlal. That's it.
I'm here.
You decided to buy this, you're in your own world, man. In a good way.
I'm trying to help Yidin.
I know. Yidin. Oh, that's in the Kudot Torah, like he was talking about. So again, top line here. So, Cholofahu Tayi Chazi, that this Arab merchant was walking by, not Elio and Novi. This Arab is a big, he's a big mom. And like, hey Jew, what are you doing over there? Serving two rishuyos? Shalof safsari v'paska the reshe. He took out the sword and he chopped off his head, which is the girsa of the Rif. I pointed out yesterday that the Rif, the halachist, who takes out all the garata. The whole point of the Rif was not that you should learn a garata, but when you're chazering over and when you're learning to learn halacha, take out all the garata because most of it is not. I mean, he brings in the garata that you need for halacha. What do you need the story over here with Eli Novik cutting off his head? Right? So it seems to me that there's some Indian of halacha here. Which maybe I have a thought as a Rambam that I saw. We'll see right after this if it works or not. But Al Kaponim, the Rosh brings it down as well. Because he brings down the gears of the Rif. Look at the Manda Yomtif. Os Aleph. He said Aleph. Manda Yomtif. On the bottom of the page. Good. Madne Yantav Ban page Os Aleph. Cholof Ahutayi Bechenu Begirsa Rif. Right. The Arab merchant went passed by. This is the Girsa of the Rif. Gam Pirish Rashi. So too Pirish Rashi. Bechen Nira Iker. This seems to be the right Girsa. Like the Marsha said, it seems to be the right Girsa to leave at Elyonavi. The Girsa of the Gemara Kasha. Because the gears of the Gemara is a big question. V'chim mishpat mavus l'isha zeh. What, this guy is chayiv misa? Right. He's only called a Russia, this guy, for davening behind the shul. He's not chayiv misa. Now, I don't know how that... One second. How did the Marsha ask the question? One second. Yeah, okay. I don't know. They both had the same question. He's not Chayiv Misa. Now, I don't really understand. Even if you take an Eliyahu Navi from the Gemara, it still comes out of funny Gemara, because now you see you're bringing
the guy himself is not Chayiv Misa.
So the guy's not Chayiv Misa. So the question is, according to Marsha and the Madi Antif, why is he dying? So it makes sense, they said, to take out Eliyahu Navi. Okay, so you got out of one problem, that Eliyahu Navi shouldn't be doing something that's like against halacha, kilo. But Lamaise, at the end of the day, the Gemara brought down a case where the guy died. So you could say, well, the Gemara's trying to show you, it's a warning. Like, yes, you're not Chayiv Misa, but look what could happen to you. But at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who organizes everything. Why, you know, it's not really an amazing answer.
So there must be a halacha.
So let's see how he, Mani Yantif, learns this. Ready? This, I was blown away when I saw this. He says, "Well, Yashiv a girsa should be Gemara to explain this girsa. Yeshli lomar, and I don't know how to read these next words exactly. Al derech halichas a drush, maybe. I'm going to explain to you based on the way of drush. Ledaktek loshon idmila. I'm going to be medactic in the words idmila. Idmila means it appeared. So I'm just hold your place. The way the Gemara said it." Because this was going to be based on the Gemara said when Eliyahu Navi was passing by. Give me 1 second, I lost the place. Okay, here it is. Eliyahu Navi passes by. I'm just going to translate to you the words in the Gemara. The way that they classically translate it, and he appeared to be an Arab, like an Arab merchant. Our Girsa is Eliyahu Navi is passing by, and he kilu dresses up as an Arab merchant and then kills the guy. But he used the word idmila. He dressed up. He appeared in this way. The Mani Yantav says the Lashon idmi shehu hora al kol hamora. The word idmi, he's saying it's not Eliyahu Navi himself bifrat in this case dressed up and looked like an Arab merchant. The entire situation here was idmila.
Oh, they're both Arabs.
No, it was a dream. Look what he says. He's saying that the whole thing appeared to this person. Idmile means the person, you'll see, the person that was dreaming, it appeared to him. It's not the exact lesson. Everything's
like a dimion.
Like a dimion. Look what he says. He says, Lo Eliyahu Bovad, it wasn't just an Eliyahu himself who appeared in a certain way. Ela Shekol HaInyan, the entire Inyan. Hakol hayibedimyon. The whole thing was just an imagination. V'ulai, he says, to explain that. Bechalom v'chizayon laila. Maybe it was a dream or a vision at night. Listen to this, Kavaldi. Shehu, this guy, the guy who's dreaming, the guy who davened behind the shul, I'm just going to give it to you, he's having a dream.
Oh, okay. Not the rabbi.
Not the rabbi. The Russia who davened behind the shul. He had a dream. Why? He caused this koach of imagination. The Omar dahahu gavra achri shehispalel. This Rosh Hadavin behind, I'm calling him Rosh Hadavin, that's what the Gemara calls him. This Rosh Hadavin outside the shul, going the opposite direction of the tzibur, according to Rashi. Some elibo, after he finished davening, some elibo, he was thinking about it. He was saying, Kilosa kahogan, you know what? I didn't do the right thing. I know Rav Huna says not to do this. You know, yeah, I'm a little bit upset at the Tzibur. Maybe I'm a little bit upset at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever his thing is, I know I did the wrong thing. He starts thinking about it. The tipa'im rucho bekirbo. And his it's a lashon like when Paro couldn't sleep. Right? He was having those dreams again and again about the famine. I think the lashon is ever tipa'im. I think Rashi brings that. He kept thinking about it. It was bothering him. Like, He couldn't get it out of his mind. I did this thing wrong. Oh my gosh, I'm called a rush, according to Chazal. Al hamol asher mol. He did like an act of me'ila. Me'ila is when you, what's the fancy word? Trespasser, when you deconsecrate, when you inappropriate, misappropriate Kedusha. You have davening here, you have Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you misappropriate, you davened the wrong way against. So he didn't act in me'ila, so he kept thinking about it. V'rayoneh yival nu'ah. And his thoughts were, what's yival nu'ah? Bahola. His thoughts were confusing, bewildering him, making him crazy. Can you get the case? Guy did something wrong, and he's killing himself over it. He feels bad. Add to the point, ki shofet bekoach ha'medama. Until the imaginatory in his mind, that koach of imagination, caught onto this. I mean, he was so bothered. He was going through it again and again, right? What do we dream at night? Based on what we think about during the day. This guy was thinking about this nonstop, feeling so bad. Thinking, I'm called the rush. Oh my gosh, what's going to be with me? Again and again and again, until at night, his koach adimyon took this over, and he dreamt this dream that Eliyahu HaNavi was passing by Shul and killed him. The kol shekein v'amaranu ayde chalom. Right, shafet b'kochad medoma ve. I guess kol shekein, and all the more so what we based on what we said. Ayde, I don't know what it means. Ayde chalom. It came to a dream. He thought about it so much. He actually dreamt this. Vini Elio bo v'yargenu horos. That Elio killed him. Really? In his dream. No, in his dream.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing's a dream.
Wow.
But the Gemara is bringing it, says the Maniyam, to explain it. And because his guilt and he's feeling bad at what happened, he dreamt what happened to him, that he got killed by it. That's what, he brought himself to that place.
Wow.
Hush up shot?
No, probably not. No.
Dove, he was saying, what if? That's the problem.
That's a good way.
That's how I like it. Now, we know this. I mean, Chazal say, you only dream about at night what you think of during the day. Right? There's a lot to talk about the Chalom. I mean, I'm not going to go into that place, but it was fascinating the way he explained this Gemara.
So he himself died, or he dreamt?
No, he didn't die.
No,
it was a dream.
Oh, daydream.
Oh, I thought like, in the dream, he was read killed. It at the end that in the dream he had such harata, Eliyahu killed him in his dream. And he died.
You know, so did he daven outside or no? That was the dream?
In real life,
the dream was that he was davening outside?
No, this guy davened outside. He did the wrong thing. He felt horrible. He kept going in his head, going crazy. To the point that he dreamt at night.
It wasn't like he had a daydream right there, Simon, whatever.
No, it seemed to be. It's recorded. I'd cut Shafiq to Koch Madame.
I think that's what he says.
If you want to read it differently, by all means, but I think that's what he's saying. Yeah.
Is that like a way out of all God to like any.
That's just a little bit Lashon Idmile. That's what he's saying. He's going in the word Idmile. That the whole thing was a dimyon. This guy who did it. Idmile, he dreamed that Eliyahu came and killed him in the dream.
It fits well because halachically it makes no sense otherwise. Like, the whole thing is like,
well, that's what Maniyam is going to say. Right. He has almost the best answer. He gets out of all the problems. Eliyahu is not really physically there. He didn't kill anybody. The guy wasn't.
Russia?
He's called a Rush. Of course, he's a Russian. He davened outside the shul. Achrei Beis Knesses, Nicker Russia. He's called a Rush. That's what he felt.
That's so crazy. In real life, he davened outside the shul and then he dreamed that this was his punishment for.
He was so bothered by what happened. He felt guilty about it.
He's a Gemaldic Yid.
He brought himself to a dream where Eliyahu HaNavi killed him for davening outside the back of the shul in his dream. Which, by the way, could be a tikkun. That could be part of the tikkun. That could be part of the tshuva.
This isn't one of the shmuzes. They give, don't be so hard on yourself.
Sometimes you need to be.
This guy's pretty hard on himself.
There was a mice once, an amazing mice. I'm not going to say it in 10 minutes. I'm going to say it in 2 minutes. But I think it was the Chosah. It's a very powerful mice. That one time a person came to the Chosah of Lublin and told him some serious affairs that he did. Some serious, serious stuff. And he was asking the Chosah for a tikkun. Like, what? And the Chosah said, this is bad. Like, I don't know how to help you. The guy starts crying. No, but I really want to do tshuva. I really want to come back. So the Chosah sees it. He's really earnest. He's really sincere. And he says, I'll tell you, I don't know. But I'll tell you what you could do. That maybe can be a tshuva. It could be a tikkun. Maybe. He says, what? He's so excited. What? He's like, on Shabbos, when everybody in the town is in shul, because everybody came on Shabbos, right before laning, when everybody's there,
what was the guy
you need
the
to
shul?
Walk up to the bima, unannounced, and you have to clap on the bima, and everybody's going to be quiet, and you have to tell every single person what you did in front of everybody.
Wow.
And the guy, he like, his heart dropped.
How could that's Misa Mamash. I mean, that's death. The entire now everybody's gonna know what he did and who's stuff in the town. Obviously, he can't do it. Rabbi says, "You asked me for a tikkun. That's your tikkun. That's all I can think of."
Wow.
I'm not gonna make it all dramatic. He eventually starts to go to Shul Shabbos and he opens the door and it's a million miles to the Bima. You know, you can imagine, and it's like he's literally dying inside. You can imagine. I mean, you can't imagine, but you can imagine. Idmile. He's dying. Slowly walking up, and every second he's like thinking about his Misa. That's it. So game over. I have to leave my family. I'm gone. I have to go. He gets to the Bima, and everybody's looking at him. Like, what's this guy doing over here? And he's looking around, and he's dying. And he picks up his hand to clap on the Bima, because that's where the Rebbe's at. And right before he hits, the Chosek catches his hands and says, "You got your tikkun, you're done. You got it.
Just the fear of what he was
right.
To do.
You got it.
Wow.
We should never be zocheh to have to ever endure such things.
What?
It's a great answer.
Misa from the Chosek. Oh, where's Chos?
Wow. Woo! All right.
The guy with the shul.